Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're back. Oh, 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 oh. Hello. Okay, 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 okay. All right, everybody. What's good? Okay, let me know if you guys can hear me all right out there. Yes, I missed you guys. It's been, you know, when you take a few days off, it literally feels like you've been gone for weeks. Like, literally, I've only taken 2 days off. And it's crazy. But listen, if you are a returning subscriber, then you guys know how this shit goes. Some shit might shut off. Some shit might stop working. But we will get through the show, okay? If you are new and you're just here browsing and you want to see us get into some things, welcome and okay, and hopefully by the end of this show, you will consider subscribing. Oh, I just said a lot. It's hot. I don't know why. I got the fan turned up. My God, it's hot. What's going on, everybody? We are here getting into some things. I just want to shout out to everybody here on YouTube and shout out to those there on Facebook. All right, y'all. So let me just make sure everything is, you know, going right on all areas of the Armand Wiggins Show. Now, listen, this is going to be one of those episodes that, you know, we may not all see eye to eye. So if you want to call in, you better call in now. The number is 563-999-3658. We already have people waiting in the queue because they have some things to say. So I'm going to get into some things as well. But before we do so, I need to make sure this fan is up because a bitch is hot in the studio today, okay? I got all these motherfucking lights on my black ass, and bitch, I am burning up. I'm on fire. Oh, you know what, too? Since this is kind of like a free-form show, I might be petty. And girl, I found this lost clip. This is a side note, but I found a lost clip of one of the first videos I did on Milan Christopher. If you guys want to see that clip, let me know, and I may upload it via the show. Also, I want to discuss Wendy Williams. She will be returning, so I want to know what some of you guys will – what do you guys think that she is going to actually say, okay? All right, y'all, give me 1 second. I am going to turn this fan up. All right, I'm back. All right. So let's get into the motherfucking video while we are here, okay? So listen. This picture has surfaced of Khloe Kardashian and Masika Khadija. I think that's their names. So don't give me the line because I don't know these twins like that. And Megan Good and some other brown girl. Okay, so ever since the Tristan Thompson, Jordan Woods situation with Khloe, you know, it's just, it started to turn into this race thing. And I'm really trying to figure out, you know, why it's turned into a race thing and not so much a women thing. And it, to me, I mean, I'm just outside speaking, you know, looking in because I'm not a woman. Nor do I understand how it feels to be a woman and be cheated on or have another woman take my man. But it seems as though, to me, the woman would band together more, seeing as though that Khloe was cheated on. Despite how she got her man, it seems like Khloe was cheated on by Jordan, and most women are in support of Jordan. They're actually seeming as though to take the time right now and to kick Khloe while she's down. I mean, they're laughing at her. They're mocking her. A lot of people are saying that it's her karma. And so much so, black women have now, and Twitter, black Twitter has resurfaced this photo of her and the four black girls, and they're dragging Khloe. So this has turned into a race thing outside of, like, a women empowerment and a cheating scandal. Now it's like a race thing. And I'm just trying to figure out, how did we get here? How did we get to race? Now, a lot of people are saying this is Khloe's fault because she dressed up as a pimp, clearly, and these look like her whores or whatever the case may be, and they have leashes on. This is an old picture, obviously. Let me see if I can make it bigger for you guys. I'm going to copy this because I have some things I have to get into. Like, I can't – y'all know me. So I have to really go and get into some things, okay? So that's what we're going to do. I'm going to zoom this picture in because I want you guys to really get a piece of this photo, okay? Now, you have Megan Good, then you have the two twins, her best friend, Malika and Khadija, then you have another black girl. I don't know who she is, okay? People are upset with Khloe Kardashian. And my thing is this. I'm not upset with Khloe Kardashian. Them four black women decided to put that shit on. They didn't have to do that shit. They decided to wear that shit. If Khloe said, hey, listen, I want to be a pimp. I want you guys to be my hoes. They wanted to do that shit. That's not their fault. That's like a network saying, hey, Armand, you know what? We want to pick you up. You have to put on a wig and wear some lashes and put on some makeup, and then we can put you on TV right now today. And I go do that shit, and then I start complaining, talking about the emasculinity of a black man and this, that, and the third. And I be talking about I want to get out of the wigs and shit. But I'm the one who took the deal. They didn't have to take that. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to be fucking Khloe's bitches. They didn't have to be Khloe's hoes. But they wanted that shit. They wanted to be seen with the Kardashians. A lot of people will sell themselves, sell their souls for fame, fortune, and nowadays an Instagram post. Period. I'm not mad at Khloe Kardashian for this now, although it is a little weird that you would go and seek out, because it's kind of like, girl, you didn't even try to diversify it. Like, girl, you went with four black girls. Like, you had really kind of tried that. Like, bitch, like, low-key, you did try that. Like, you couldn't find one Hispanic bitch. You couldn't find an Indian. You couldn't find one Armenian girl. You couldn't find a white bitch. You found five black girls to be your bitch, your hoes. Okay. Four black girls. But even in that, the four black girls willingly did it. Willingly did it. So why are you up? Why are people, my question is, why are people charging Khloe Kardashian up with this solely? Like, I get it. She tried it. But them motherfuckers did it. They put the shit on. They put the shit on. All right. So I want to know what you all think. Let's take some callers. 813-9189. You're live on the air. Oh, they just hung up. All right. 310-9766. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. You look cute
today. Hey,
boo,
what's going on? Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. I like that little black you got going on. To answer your question, I think you said, why are people, what did you say? What was the question again?
Why are people upset with Khloe Kardashian over the over these four black girls wearing leashes and she being their leader,
oh,
their owner.
Okay. My opinion on that was, I was going to say, like, because she know what the fuck she doing. Let's be real. And don't get upset. I don't see how you don't see it. Because it's like, mm-hmm. she know what the fuck she doing. She know these girls is her little minions, even making good, Megan Good's career fell off a long time ago. And she's just trying to get in where she fit in at this point, honestly. And Malika and them other bitches, like, come on. Like, they're just listening to Khloe. Khloe knew exactly what she's doing. Her and her sisters are always race-baiting. They're always, like, doing little shit that they know. Y'all fuck enough niggas to know what to do and what not to do. Like, they know what they were doing with that. She knew what she was doing. And her dumbass friends, they just want to be on... They just want to be a part of the scene so bad with Khloe Kardashian that they were just willing to essentially sell their souls in coon. You have to forget that term coon comes from something, and it's because of black people like them. They were cooning and just like, okay, let me listen to this white woman, my white massa, and, you know, let me just listen to what the fuck she say and just do what she want me to do. And that's exactly what they did. So, me, I'm not putting the blame on Khloe, but I'm giving her as much ether as I'm giving Malika and them other bitches because they knew that how that was going to look. They knew how that was going to look, and Khloe knew how that was going to look.
Now that I'm with. Now, why do you feel as though Khloe is getting so much backlash in her time of distress? And I'm not defending Khloe. I'm just it's just very interesting to me how people are just like, fuck Khloe now. But I'm trying to figure out, is this a black thing or is this a principal thing?
This is both. It's a black thing because let me start with that first. It's a black thing simply because you know, her and all of her sisters are ganging up on this young black woman. And they were just bashing her and commenting on her pictures. And I think Kim had commented some snake emojis on Jordan's pictures. And, you know, what's her name? Khloe kept making tweets and shit and doing the absolute most. And, like, had the whole Kardashian army attacking her. And nobody stood up. And I want Jordan, if she ever sees this, I want her to see, realize how fake them bitches are, because their fans, all of them were just attacking her before mm-hmm. she did her red table talk, you know, and nobody, even Kylie is not your friend, because even though, yeah, that's your sister, but girl, come on, like, you don't owe no loyalty to Khloe. Like, I mean, not Jordan. I'm saying Jordan doesn't owe any loyalty to Khloé. That is your friend, sister. You should have had a little bit more respect, you know? But, I mean, Kylie, that's your homegirl. That's your bitch. That's your A1. Like, you just letting the whole motherfucking world attack her. You know, y'all bitch bigger brand than her, and y'all just letting all these fans, you know, get on her. And it's like typical white victimhood mentality. That's what everybody's saying. It's a typical white woman victimhood mentality. Like, they've been wronged. And how dare Jordan, when you done fuck everybody?
But Jordan is Jordan isn't a victim either. Jordan messed with that girl's man.
Jordan got kissed, boo, by him. He kissed her. Did we watch the same interview, Armand?
Yes, but she also was in his face. She was putting her legs around his leg. She was sitting in his face.
Yes, she did. She was naive.
She was sitting in his face.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you have that. But he did kiss her. She didn't.
Okay.
Fuck them, you know. So it's like, you know, like, come on, like, you know, come on, guys, like, y'all just gonna let her take all this heat, you know?
All right, thank you,
and
caller. Thank you. Shout out to
you.
We gotta keep it moving. Love you. Bye.
All right, bye, boo.
All right, so listen, let's continue on. Let's get into some things. So here's the thing: I'm not by any means taking up for Khloé, but what I can't do is sit here and act as though some black people don't put themselves in these situations, and then all of a sudden they want everybody to come to their aid. First of all, them black girls, they didn't have to put that shit on. A lot of things these black people do, they don't have to do it. They don't have to go out and coon. A lot of these black gay boys don't have to put on a wig. They want to. They want to do this shit. They feel like that's what's going to get them seen in whatever light that they're trying to be seen in, and they will do it. You can't start getting mad at networks, television networks, producers. Listen, we live in the real world. They're going to try that shit, and where racism and colorism and all these things exist. It's unfortunate, but it's reality. But it's up to you to stand for something or fall for anything. It's up to you, the person, to determine where your line is. It's up to you. The next person is not going to determine your line. They're going to push for what they want. It's up to you to say, you know what, I'm only going so far. Just because a person leads you, is going to lead you one way, you don't have to go all the way. You can determine what works for you. But these people go and do this stuff, and then everybody's mad at Khloé. Don't be mad at Khloé. Be mad at these niggas that decided to put on these leashes. Okay? They're just as equally as at fault as Khloé. Come on now. We can't do that. All right. 7002. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on?
Not too much. I'm so glad that you were able to do this today because I missed it yesterday. So I just wanted to chime in real quick and just give my
okay.
So real quick, I'm running. Hold on one second. So basically, I just wanted to say that this whole thing with her is just too much. At the end of the day, I can just tell you that I have a child. And
mm-hmm.
I would not want my child to even know what a Kardashian is, to be honest. Simply because, number one, as women, they are not a great influence for young women of today. Only thing that they are showing young women today is that you get a rapper that got some coins, get a baby, and you're going to get checks. That's what Kim has proven. Multiple marriages, sex tapes. I don't, you know what I'm saying? My child's not even three. Okay. And
okay.
I would not want my child to know what a Kardashian is. To me, they are not uplifting women. They are degrading women. And as far as Jordan is concerned, Khloe had problems with this man from the gate. She shouldn't have took him back when he cheated on her right before she was about to have her baby. She took him back for whatever reason. At the end of the day, she snatched. So this is karma for her. But as far as those leashes and stuff like that, that's a press thing, and nobody can really turn it to a color thing. This is not a black or white thing. This is hoes being hoes, and hoes snatching black men, white women snatching black men, and that's always been that. Because at the end of the day, I have to say it, black women are only going to tolerate so much that white women are going to still tolerate.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Period. That's across the board. From Jamaican men to Caribbean men to African-American men, that's across the board. Across the board. We do have some good men out here. We do. But those are very hard to find with the substantial amount of monies that they are snatching. All these men that they have, they got checks. They got money. They got money. And some men feel if I'm with
a
Kardashian, I'm going to get more money. What's up?
Okay. So I agree with that. Now, and I agree with everything you said, but let me just ask you this. I have to play devil's advocate, okay? So do you feel like, and this is not my personal feeling, I'm just asking because I have an audience of predominantly women, and I hate to even bring this woman up, but I have to do so. Now, do you feel as though there are a lot of black women that may be per se, you know, jealous of the Kardashians?
To be honest with you, I would say that's the negative. I don't think any black women are jealous of the Kardashians at all.
Hold on. Okay. So I'm only asking that because it seems like the Kardashians get a lot of the backfire of the black men and the white girls and Armenian girls taking the black men. And, you know, just as you said, you wouldn't want your daughters to know anything of a Kardashian because it shows like a slutty side and, you know, they're not real women. They just show go get a rapper and this, that, and the third. But, and I'm not saying yourself, but there's a lot of black women that feel that way, but then they will go out and celebrate Cardi B. So why is it okay for Cardi B to be all of that nasty, disgusting? She throws her pussy, her butthole, everything all over the internet, talks this degrading. But then it's okay for her. She could have the black man. She could even claim to be black. But then a Kardashian does it. It's the issue. When, you know, but when Cardi B cheated on, the world stopped. But because Khloe got cheated on, it was kind of like, yes. Finally, a white bitch gets cheated on.
Right. And let me just tell you, as far as Cardi B is concerned, let me say this. When Cardi B goes on the internet and she brags about riding Offset and doing this to Offset and doing this, it's expected from her. I hate to say it like that, but it's expected because she came out like that. There's something that someone told me a long time ago. When you come into the music industry, the way you come in is the way you're going to leave. So at the end of the day, if you're coming in on your back or you're coming in bragging about, you know, your box and you bragging about this and you bragging about that on a sexual connotation, that's all she's going to do. What happened to Adina? I'm a freak in the morning, freak at night. Where is she? Where is she? So at the end of the day, that's only going to last so long. But Cardi B, it's expected from her because she did the pole dancing. She was twerking. She was showing her box to everybody in the Bronx before she got on. She was doing that. So it's expected from her. But the Kardashians weren't showing their box except on sex tapes. And that was only Kim. Khloe didn't do that. Nobody else did that but Kim. So,
but their whole
expected brand
is based off the sister getting fucked by Ray J and it going viral. I mean,
exactly.
It gets no worse than that. I mean, to me, that's the same kind of come up. You know, it's just the Kardashians to me was a little bit more classy, honestly. Like, theirs was just, I mean, my thing is this, right is right and wrong is wrong. Khloe was wrong for doing that. Khloe's also been wrong for stealing people's men. Jordan was wrong. I just feel like as women, to me, I think it should be a time that women should band together. And because you know, it's a lot of fuck shit with these men. Honestly, it really, really is. From black women to white women, like, y'all go through and deal with a lot of BS. So I felt as though,
yes,
like, me personally, why don't women help each other? Like, it seemed like the women just turned on her. Like, yes,
right,
finally, you're, like, fuck you. Like, it just seemed like, where's all the women empowerment now?
They need to support her because, number one, at the end of the day, she's a single mom. It's a lot of people that out here are single moms. That's a choice that we
mm-hmm.
choose to make. But we do need to kind of all band together. But my thing is this. You can't jump on a 23-year-old when this grown-ass man that you was laying up with, that you decided to have a child with, decided
mm-hmm.
to be in her face and all of that other stuff. Jordan is to blame, but at the same time, would the outcome have been different if Jordan went up to Chloe and said, oh, yo, he was pushing up on me when I went to his party? Would that have changed? Would that have been a different outcome? If she told her, look, yo, he pushing up on me. So, you know, we family. So what would she
okay.
have done then?
Right.
Would the outlook have been different? Because keeping it 100, that's what she should have did. If he
yes.
was pushing up on her and you a type of woman, that's the girl code, straight up. Your man trying to get with me or your man trying to hit up on me behind your back, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know.
Yes.
Now, if you fall for it, that's exclusion out of the girl club or whatever circle you running in. You can't sleep with somebody's ex-man. You can't get with nobody's ex-man regardless. That's against the girl code, period. Period.
Right.
You're going to have problems. But these women do it. These women do it. These women do it. And it's sad because it causes problems. It hurts friendships. And this girl has been in this Kardashian family for over 10 years. So at the end of the day, she should have rolled with Jordan. She should have rolled with Jordan. And Tristan should have been done. Bye. She should have rolled
Bye.
With Jordan. Period.
Thank you, caller. Thank you. Thank you. Love you, too. Bye. All right. We get into some things. Listen, the call-in number is 513-999-3658. I want to know what's going on. Who is at fault for this picture? Is it Chloe or is it Megan Good and the twins? Is this a problem? What are you guys thinking? We're going to take a few more calls on this, and then we are going to move on. 202-2304, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yes, what's going on?
So I just feel like with the Jordan situation and Chloe, I feel that the Kardashians are bullies. If you just look
okay.
at their track record, they use young black women to teach them the black culture. I think that they ultimately would love to be black women, but I think that because their skin is lighter, they use the black women to learn the colloquialisms, the ways, and the means. This situation is kind of tricky because clearly there was some drinks and, you know, things went too far, but I believe that because the Kardashians and their brand is so major, they're trying
uh-huh.
to destroy women, just like they tried to destroy China. And
okay.
I just believe they're trying to destroy Lamar. I don't think it's a race issue, but what I did say to one of my friends, I said that they better be very careful on how they handle this because I knew that it would become race. I knew
okay.
it would become all about race once it hit Red Table Talk. I knew it from the bottom, you know. So if they don't want their brand to be tarnished because – more black women support them than white women. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because white women, they lack the enhancements and all that, but they see that they want to be black women. So
mm-hmm.
the white women are jealous of them and they hate them because they're rich for nothing. And, you know, I work around a lot of white women, and so I just hear those conversations. However, I just believe that
Hold on. Let me get to the super chat real quick, and maybe you can answer. Shout out to Deshaun Fairley. He said, great job, our mom, but where is the support for the first baby mama who was 6 months pregnant? So I guess what he's saying is that woman didn't get much support. But to me, I don't think did anybody really speak on that? Did the black community, did the women, did they cause such an uproar? because I don't even feel like they even came out so much. They just got behind this Jordan girl. Like, nobody really said anything about it, to my knowledge, when Tristan's first baby mama got taken by Khloé. Do you have anything to say about that, caller?
So I just feel that, you know, because of Jordan's position that she has, and I think she did an excellent job by going to Jada. I think that because she knows how vicious they are, she knows them beyond what we see. She knows how to turn it. She's very smart. She's smart about the situation. Like she said, you know, things went too far. But what you guys are trying to do to me, I'm not gonna take it laying down. And I think with this other, the baby's mother, the first baby's mother, she doesn't have a platform such as Jordan. So I think that was the difference. And like I said, you know, things went too far with them. And I think that's a personal issue. But when you go to destroy a person, I think that the Kardashians were bullying. They were bullies in that respect. So I think Jordan's going to come out on top. But the Kardashians, if they were smart, they would let this go.
Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you so much. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller, because I done got to this point. Because I'm looking at the comments, and they like, well, we spoke on it, which is fine. Everybody could have spoke on it. But I think the bigger question, and if we want to go there, was where was the Will and Jada's? Where were the platforms then? Let's just say Red Table Talk wasn't a thing. Nobody gave that woman a platform. I mean, I could be wrong. Listen, I'm only human, just like you all. So let me know, was there anybody that gave that lady an interview or anybody that gave her something to speak out on? Did anybody give her anything? Like, at this point, this is where you can enlighten me, because I don't know any platform that did this. And listen, I'm not so convinced that Will and Jada just interviewed Jordan just out of the love, out of their heart. I felt like there was some ratings out of that. There was some money involved, and there was some promotion for Will's movie involved. They wanted to insert themselves in that. It's still business at the end of the day. Let's get into it. 347-9259, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon, it's Marie from New York. How you doing?
What's going on, Marie?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
All right, so I think that in that picture, all of the girls, if you really look at their faces, they look uncomfortable. And they don't look sexy. Okay. They don't look like they really pose nice. Look at their faces. They look extremely uncomfortable, like this was somebody else's idea, and they said, well, let's just do this. Me, you're not going to put me on a leash, okay? That's out.
Okay.
Back to Jordan, she know what she was doing. She probably liked Tristan all along and, you know, blame it on the alcohol, okay?
Uh-huh.
Khloé, they're taking this opportunity because certain people dislike her, and they're like, aha, so we're going to kick you while you're down. You know, that's
right.
How pictures resurfacing. They want to kick her while she's down. And, you know, she needs to just move on from Tristan. Like, stop making a fool of yourself. You're making yourself look bad. You're making yourself just, it's embarrassing. You can't get anyone else. You're Khloé. You can't get anyone else.
Right.
And Tristan is young. This is what young men, a lot of them do. And that is my 2 cents, Armand.
Well, thank you. Shout out to you, Marie. It was good seeing you in New York.
Yes. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye, everybody.
All right, listen, we getting into some things. Listen, and I see you guys saying that, you know, I'm being paid by the Kardashians. No, I'm definitely not being paid by the Kardashians. But I have to offer up the conversation. Like, we have to keep it real. You know, I'm pro-black all day long, but my whole thing is I feel as though, and y'all swear that I do not like Cardi B, but I just feel as though it's really, really funny that everybody's so pro-black when it comes to the Kardashians, but y'all have nothing to say about the Latinx agenda in hip-hop. Now, the reason why I talk about it is because I talk about both. I talk about celebrity gossip, and I talk about music. And it's just really, really funny to me that nobody has the same energy when it seems like the Latins are running hip hop? Because if they come out and say they're black, then it seems like, okay, well, because she said she was black, then we believe her, and, you know, whatever. But then Chloe, now her relationship downfall automatically turns into this race war. And I just think that that's really, really weird and funny to me that, you know, so many people talk about the Kardashians doing cultural appropriation, but then you have it happening in our music all day long, and black people support it and die by it. So I just don't understand the hypocrisy. I just don't need it. I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Oh,
716-2434, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Armand, I'm so happy to get you. Oh, my God. Okay, let me wait on this group because I know you got other callers. First of all, we got to look at the repetition that Jordan always had. For all these years, we watched her on the show being a part of the family, and Jordan has never really had bad rumors about her, okay?
Uh-huh.
Everybody is obligated to make a mistake or two, especially when liquor is involved. Now, I'm not saying it's right, because as that other caller said, it's breaking the girl's pole, period.
Mm-hmm.
One less period. Her legs should have never been dangling over his, regardless, because that's flirtatious attitude. Okay?
Right.
Now, the girl knows me wrong. She admitted to it on the Red Table Talk, but I also feel as though this is a part of a storyline for the show.
Okay. Okay.
I believe 100%. Yes, it's reality, but remember when they showed us those clips for the upcoming season of the Kardashians, look how, you know, Khloe's all kind of like crying and sobbing over the situation. But mark this, the fact that they've been broke up before the situation happened with Jordan. So I feel like it's a bunch of bull junk, and it's like it's a part of a story as well as, you know, they want to make Jordan look so bad. Chloe did mess up things in the past. And for the picture that you were talking about with her posing as a pimp, I feel like this. This might sound real crazy, but she looked like the fat girl to me.
Right.
In that situation, I'm not trying to say she's fat. That Chloe's beautiful. I love her. She's actually my favorite Kardashian. But when I look at that picture, I don't see sex as much as well as I see everybody around her looking catty and keeping a pimp out just right there in the middle, looking crazy.
All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Right. Listen, my thing is, I would much rather this not become a race thing, people. I don't see this as a race thing. I see this as a girl code violation. Jordan was wrong. Dead wrong. Any girl that's going to sit in somebody's face, you've already went too far. You putting your legs over my ex-man's legs, you've gone too far. You didn't have to kiss him at that point. Bitch, you've already done too much. Now, if your reasoning for not liking Chloe is because you feel like, well, you know what, I really don't feel bad for her because she's done it multiple times, then I understand that. Fine. You have a right to that. But why is it now turning into the Kardashians take black women, black people, and this, that? It's turning into like a race thing. And I'm like, this is not a race thing. This is not a race thing. This is a thing where maybe it's a karma thing. It's definitely some backstabbing and cheating. It's a relationship, a lover's quarrel. It's not race. It's not a race thing. To me, it's not a race thing. But it's coming across like, my thing is this. If Jordan was white, would this be as big of a topic? Like, would we carry it on that much? Would we be dragging Chloe? Will we have Jordan's back as much? Or do we only have Jordan's back like we do because she's black? Listen, I got to be real. I'm not Cooney. I got to be real. I got to be fair on both sides, okay? Just because I'm black, I can't just be like, all right, I'm Team Jordan. No, Jordan was fucking wrong for that shit. She was wrong, okay? She was wrong. But, you know, I would just respect if somebody would call me and be like, listen, Khloe Kardashian took French Montana from Trina. She took Tristan from a black girl that was pregnant. From a black girl named Jordan that was pregnant. So at this point, yes, I do feel, I am happy that Khloe got her karma and a black girl stuck it back to her. I would respect that. At least you being honest. I feel like people are not being honest and just being real and saying yes. They happy that a black girl stole her man from her because they feel like Khloe steals all the black girls' men. So I'm waiting for that person to be like, yep, you're fucking right. I'm happy that Jordan stole that bitch man. Because that's what y'all are saying. I just want to hear if somebody really going to say it out their mouth.
Hey, I'm a little older than most of y'all, so maybe I have a different view on this. Can you
hear
me?
Okay, help us out. Help us out. Teach us.
Okay. First of all, everything is about race, but initially, if you look at this, I don't think it's about race. I agree with you. Jordan wanted to be a little hoe cake and go mess around.
Okay.
She knew right from wrong. She shouldn't have been in the building, especially if you know you're drinking. You ain't going to be on your friend's man, legs across. I don't believe her story that she just kissed him on the way out. I think they was making out all night. So I don't believe that. She messed up. The black community, we always want to save a hoe. So we want to rally behind anybody black that we think is being wrong. That's what we do. That's just what we do. So everyone's running behind Jordan. Jordan, you know, is mistreated. Jordan was not thinking about black people this whole time she's been a Kardashian. So I don't know.
No!
I'm trying to save her.
Ooh!
She ain't thinking about us.
Hold on. Let's bring that back. Wow. Ooh. Now say that one more time real slow for me, caller. What?
What's up, Rosamond?
Hold on. Yeah, hold on. Now, hold on. Say that for me one time real slow.
Which one?
Jordan was not worried about being black when she was what?
Living her life with the Kardashians. She wasn't worried about black people, our problems, black nothing. Now, all of a sudden, the black community wants to be saving a hoe. She don't care about us. Now she runs to Jada, and I guarantee you, if somebody put their legs on Will at a party, Jada be after they ask, black or white.
Come on.
So what are we doing here? Jordan is not worried about us, so I don't know why we're worried about her. She gonna be all right. She gonna make up with the Kardashians and be right back with them and ain't worried about us. So we need to focus somewhere else because Jordan is fine. Now Khloe, she's fucked up already. She's done messed with people's boyfriends. That community is incestuous. That's what they do. That's not our business. I don't even know why we're really caring this much. I know it's gossip. But really, you know, I was rooting for Khloe, but she's stupid. She's going to stay with him doing all this stuff. The man is cheating on purpose, trying to get away from her, and she's still trying to save him. It's like, don't you know this nigga is trying to run from you? What else does he have to do, sleep with your mom?
Oh.
You know,
right.
So it's like I just feel like, you know, we need to stop trying to save Jordan. Jordan is fine. She fucked up. She needs to tell the whole truth. It wasn't just a peck on the cheek. Tristan is the one that Khloe should be dealing with, not Jordan. let Kylie and them work on that. But Jordan ain't worried about us, so why are we worried about Jordan so much? Let's really sit and think about that.
Mm. Thank you,
Let's
caller.
Ponder on that.
Wow. Thank you.
Okay, Armand.
Let's head to Mishi. Mishi, what's going on, boo? Sorry about that.
What's up, is that mine? Not a problem at all. I have to say, we need to take a moment out. I see you wearing the Floyd over there. Do you really know about that, or did you just like the decal?
What? Oh, no, no, I like the decal. I like the decal.
Okay, so you've never heard anything?
No, 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 no. Nothing.
Oh, wow. Indeed. Okay. Well, well, definitely
well,
you
tell
should
me about
listen
it.
To their music. Like, you should go in because you're ready for a serious trip. Like, that's some excellent music. Excellent music.
Okay, okay, okay.
But I did want to say the caller that we had before, you know, she did have some, you know, valid points. And the one before that, too, because this is just a publicity stunt for the show. You know what I mean? Like, they just want to get views in there. But you know automatically Jordan was wrong. But she can't be that wrong, because when you literally are a crew of slut puppies, you can't be shocked once those lines are crossed. You know what I'm saying? Because real chicks don't really do leftovers. Like, I am not going to be interested in someone that my girl has already dealt with. I mean, if it ain't a fresh plate, then it won't get ate. So we don't get down like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Real melanated goddess, we just don't do, we don't do that. So in all actuality, the way that she said, you know, they are incestuous. They are. Everybody's screwing behind this person, that person. So it's really not that big of a deal that that happened. Now, if you were with, you know, your real crew where that doesn't happen, you're not just, you know, skankadocious, then, yeah, that wouldn't be the case. But because that is, you know, you can't really look at her as being that wrong. And I don't think that people are celebrating the fact that, you know, this happened to Chloe. I think they're just looking at it as, I mean, when you do it to someone, eventually it'll happen to you. And really and truly, that's not her man. I mean, he's been screwing around with any and everybody. So that ain't her man. Just because if someone could be taken from you anyway, they were never yours to begin with. So he ain't her.
Oh.
He's been screwing around. She's, you know what I'm saying, been screwing people over. So that's really just all it happens to be. In reality.
So,
now, there is
so,
a touch of – I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, well, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say there is a touch of the whole, you know, race-based thing with it simply because of the fact that the, you know, Kardashians are always using the energy of, you know, us melanated goddesses. Like, they want to look like us. They want to be around us. You know what I'm saying? They want to be with men that are melanated, because I don't call – you know, melanated men that deal with others like that and only others like that are men. You know what I'm saying? That's another thing I wanted to say, too, is that we as, you know, melanated goddesses, we don't look at these men that are trying to portray, you know, that light is always right and this is the way it has to be. We don't look at those as our men. We're not, you know, looking at that like, oh, we've lost another one. We're looking at that like you can have that. You know what I'm saying? Because true melanated gods, like the one that you had on the call a couple of days ago, true melanated gods. That's what we deal with. And so it's like, no, you know what I'm saying? If that's what y'all got, you got that, keep that. You know what I'm saying? That's all right. But, and I also don't want it to seem as if, you know, light skin, I am very light, bright, bright. I have Creole in my ancestral heritage. So it's not about light dark. It's about the fact that we are melanated goddesses. We deal with melanated gods. We're being told that, oh, only melanated gods are only looking for, you know, the light, bright people, because that's what's being portrayed. But there are plenty of melanated gods out here. Right. Nah. Like, you know, like he told you before, I wish more would call in, because it's not true. There are plenty of melanated gods out here ready for the melanated goddesses. Now, the only issue is that even some men may choose, you know, to date like that, whatever they like. But the ones that specifically cut out, you know what I'm saying, cut out and only look for, you know, other types, that's the type that I'm talking about. We don't want that. You guys keep that. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a specific reason why they're going towards that, why they're drawn towards that. So let them be drawn there. The real deal, that's what we deal with. So we're not looking around like, oh, no, there goes another one. You know, not real, not us real melanated goddesses. You know what I'm saying? The real, the tribe, stand up. We're not like that. We'll never be like that. We're not looking at Chloe, you know, as this is a good situation for her. We're really looking at it like you get what you sign up for. You know what I'm saying? How you got him, you got him. How you deal with him, you deal with him. This is, you know, this is how they all are. Somebody's always cheating. They're always screwing around. You know, this is what your tribe does. So it's just the next step within it. That's how we see it.
All right. Well, thank you, Mishi.
Definitely. Love you.
Bye. Love you, too. Okay, so we're going to take a few more callers. Now, listen, while we were all in the call, I was trying to upload this because, you know, this is kind of like, you know, this is kind of an open topic. I kind of want to, I may go a little longer. I don't know, because it seems like a lot of people might want to talk about this Kardashian situation. Also, if you would like to weigh in on what do you think of Wendy Williams will be discussing tomorrow? Because, you know, we will go live immediately after her show. You can weigh in on that. If you want to see this clip, just out of just being just a mess because we're gossiping right now, I have an old clip of when I did a video on Milan Christopher when he was bent over on the motorcycle. And so if you guys want me to upload that clip and play the clip for you, hashtag drop the clip. Okay, and then I'll be looking for the comments. Also, if you are on here and this is your first time, this is the time in the show where, you know, I'm going to start ranting about, you know, visiting the ArmandWigginsShow.com to get your merchandise. Also, if you would like to sign up for our music show every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, you could submit your music. And we are listening to your music live every Wednesday looking for the top artists, okay? And subscribe. Right now, we are 200 subscribers away from 40,000. I would love if 200 out of the 871 people right now, shout out to you guys that are on here watching this video right now. If you're 200 of you are not subscribed, I would so love it if you guys could just hit that subscribe button right now. Then you guys would literally take us to our next milestone. And it'll be lit. Come on now. You know this show gets real, real crazy. Real, real crazy. Maybe I'll, if we get to the 40,000 subscribers on the live, maybe I'll release the clip. Should I be petty like that or no? All right. Let's take another call. 912-3024. You're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, I just want to address the situation with Jordan and everything. I feel like this. I don't care what race a person is. I don't care their creed, religion, any of that. At the end of the day, nobody should be bashing either party, whether it's Khloe, whether it's Jordan. It's not fair to take one person's side and not the other. It's just not fair. It's not fair. As a whole, as women, we need to stop bashing one another. It's disgusting.
Okay.
You know, we got to start sticking up for women in general. It doesn't matter what a person's race is. We have to stop that. We have to stop. Stop slut-shaming people. Stop that. And I don't care what nobody says. Jordan was dead.
Oh, shit. Hold on, caller. It was being petty. It was being petty. Oh, hold on. Oh, shit. Hold on. The clip was loaded. Oh, come
on.
No. I was uploading a clip. No, they wasn't up. I didn't want the clip to play. No, keep going.
But I just, like I said, it needs to stop. Like, I don't care what nobody say. If one of your best friends, somebody that you took under your wing, and you introduced them to a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Or whether you introduce them or not, somebody that you call your friend, they talk to your man, sleep with your man, or even think about doing either of love, you're going to feel a type of way. And I don't care
right.
What nobody say. Half of these people are commenting. They done took back half of their men. And they ain't doing shit for them. You know what I'm saying? Half of these people are here commenting and bashing Khloe and saying all this messed up stuff. First of all, let's just be real. What female was not dumb over their first baby daddy? That's what we need to start. You know, what female was not dumb over their first baby daddy? This is this girl, first time ever having a kid. I don't care if people say age, but time comes with wisdom. Sometimes it's not age, you know? Sometimes it's not about that. And I feel like being that this girl only has one kid, she on the bus with a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? Naive, don't know what to say, don't know how to react to the situation because she's never been in it. drama and all that stuff like that. Who are these people? You know,
all right. Thank you, caller.
That's wrong.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Wow.
You're welcome, baby.
She said, listen, who wasn't dumb over their first baby daddy, you know? So, I mean, hey, listen, I'm looking and y'all still have not hit that subscribe button. Come on now. But yes, so the topic is interesting. Now, listen, I really want this to be the end of this conversation because I feel like this conversation has really kind of went too long. So we are going to wrap up soon. This will be the time. Listen, if you just really got something to say, super chat me the last four of your number, and we will pull you. If not, then maybe we'll see you on the next live stream, okay? So let me see if I can upload that clip right now for you guys. It just was a kiki. I was going through my archives, and I have found this clip of Milan Christopher when I had when it's literally 30 seconds. Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. While you guys are here, make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe, okay? Oh, let me see if I can. Oh, can I get this clip? Oh, yeah, let me say, boo. Hold on. Hold on. And I don't, I mean, hopefully the sound is pretty good. Hold on. Oh, well, y'all can't hear that yet. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Okay, okay, y'all ready? Bitch, I'm sorry, I've been doing this, you know. So listen, just to switch gears a little bit, so let me give you a little bit of a kiki. So I don't know if this was last year or the year before, but okay, so the paper magazine cover that Milan Christopher was talking about, he did the spread, bent over butt naked on the motorcycle, and he went, and he was just having it all hang out, right? And so I was obviously commenting on it, and a lot of the LGBT community, they were mad at me because they were saying I didn't support Milan. And my whole thing was, well, why are we coming to the aid and support of Milan Christopher now when he's naked? But where was the support for Milan when he was doing his music? You know, a lot of people will support you when you are half naked. But where's the support for the music? So this is one of his fans that called in and tried to check me. And I just asked them a simple question because they were checking me about not supporting his paper magazine spread. So, well, you guys watch. These people be so funny, man. I just have to go ahead and drop that on y'all like that. Bitches can't name one song, but they got so much shit to say. Stupid. All right. So listen, that was the kiki of this week. So yes. Well, let's see where we are for the rest of the show. Well, it looks like we have 2 minutes left. So let's take one more call. Let's do this one. 312-3152, you're live on the air. Hello? Not ready. Okay, let's do one more. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, well, I know I'm the last caller of the night, so I just want to say the clip is funny. The clip is funny. Well, we're done with him already, right? We're not gonna.
Yes,
talk
I
no
just
more.
But you know what I just found there. We're not gonna talk about him, but that was just, it's Sunday. It's a relaxed, and I just found that clip, so I needed to insert that because I thought that was pretty funny. But go ahead.
Okay. But I just wanted to ask you what you thought, because I know you said that this isn't a race issue, and it, for the most part, it's not. But what ethnicity is Kris Jenner's boyfriend? He's black. What ethnicity is Kim Kardashian's husband? He's black. What ethnicity is Kylie Jenner's man? He's black. What ethnicity is Khloe's? He's black. What is all their exes? Black. Kendall, she's starting to get into that, black. And, you know, the only one who kind of doesn't seem to be a part of all that drama is Courtney, and her baby, her man is white. Well, you know, she doesn't really go that
way. And her man is the fool, too, though. Her man is trash, too, clearly. They're not together.
That's true. Right, that's true. But he's still very much in. You can tell he participates, whether he's a mess or not. You know, she made sure she had all three of them for him. She never married him. I don't think she ever felt like that was going to be something solid. But in the back of her mind, I think she just wanted to have all her kids have the same dad. You know,
okay.
That's that. But, you know, when they participate with those type of individuals, which, you know, are our own people, you're going to start to see what it feels like. You're going to start to have a real idea what the real problems entail and what the real life issues are. You want the glitz and the glamour and be able to participate and pull from it, but now you get to live it. Enjoy it. This is what you
okay.
need. This is what you want. You want to look at, you want to have your best friend Jordan, you want to have your best friend Malika, and then, you know, Kim is looking for best
but
friend.
But I kind of feel exactly. like that perpetuates a stereotype that all black men are dirty dogs and cheaters.
No,
like
no.
to say that
no.
to say that you should
I'm
enjoy it, like, what does that mean?
That means if you want to be a black girl so bad, then take on the problems that black girls have. If that's what you want so bad, you
okay.
can just have the body and not deal with the issues, like you were saying about the Latin music. You're saying everybody wants this and that about Cardi, and everybody's letting the Latinos participate in the music, but it's just a little touch and just a little glimpse into the culture, but you don't have to get fully dirty. You don't have to get involved.
Right.
You just get to talk about it and look at it and get to see it from afar in the car, but you're safe inside the car. You don't have to get out of the car and actually go to the hood or into the actual
yes.
actions of what's taking place. This is what they're participating in. They went ahead and decided that they want to, you know, Kim has a lot of issues with Kanye. A lot of stuff that they deal with, she's very private. She's not going to put all the stress and turmoil and drama that they have, but they have it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like if they want to be black girls so bad, and they want to wear their weaves and have all the black people around them who are making them who they are, then go ahead and participate in the problems too. If you want to have all of the glitz and the glam of what it is to be a black woman, then you have to go with the issues and the difficulties as well that come with
okay.
it.
Okay, I understand.
Right. And so when they go through what they go through and the girls that they betray, it's because so many black people are surrounded by them. Leave them alone. Just pull back from
mm-hmm.
them. Don't even participate with them. Stop dating them. Stop doing their hair then. Stop. But there's just so much money around them and so much, I guess people think of it as opportunity. But once you get into it, you're going to see what that's about. And the same applies for them when they want to dabble in a culture that's not theirs. They're not a part of it, but when they want to be a part of it so bad, look at the whole next generation of their children. The
mm-hmm.
whole next generation of their children is going to be exactly what they've always wanted to be. But now
right.
they embody it because they're the next generation, even down to Rob, down to even Rob's child. So they all want to be a part of the culture so bad, and now they feel like, okay, we're all the way in. Our kids
are literally the color of the women that we want to be, and now we're solidified and we're in, and all of our best friends and all of our men, and even Chris. I mean, come on, look at every last person except for Courtney.
But whose fault is? But let me ask you this: whose fault is that? Because let's say they want that, but these black men are going after these types of women all over.
It's famous men though that they see. Like I was saying, they think of this as like, ooh, this is a great, this is a good look for me. You know, it gives a lot of exposure to be able to, you know, mess with them is like a milestone in a lot of black men's fantasies. I personally, I'm not a black man, so I don't know what they see or what they feel. Obviously, the
well, I'll tell you, a
good
black man told me one day he dates white women and Hispanic women, and I was actually flabbergasted by this statement. But he said because he wanted his child to have good hair.
He was probably,
how do you feel about that?
Whatever he went through in his life as probably a dark-skinned man, he's so traumatized by feeling whatever feelings he feels as a black man that he doesn't want his own kids to go through it. And, you know, that's something deep. That's deep. Because, you know, a lot of people do feel that way. Even in every community around the world, a lot of times they don't even want you to intermix with dark-skinned people because not that it's a bad look, because all children are beautiful. They just feel like they're going to suffer more. You know, they say the same idiot things about their kids not wanting their kids to be gay. You know, they say that, Armand. They're like, oh, if I had to choose, I wouldn't want them to suffer. I want them to be straight. But you need to just have your kids, raise them, love them, and whatever happens in their life is what happens. You know, you can't prevent everything from happening. If you love a dark-skinned woman, procreate with her and have a beautiful dark-skinned baby that looks like you, if that's what you want. But if you're specifically doing it so your child has softer hair, you just don't want to put any effort into doing their hair. That is what comes with having a baby. If your baby has textured hair, take care of her hair. If your baby has light skin, you know, I don't know, maybe you need to protect them from the sun more. You know, there's just a lot of things that go into having kids in general. But if you're deliberately doing it because you don't want them to go through what you went through, that's pretty deep. You know, that's
yes. All right. Thank you, caller.
Have to deal with. All right. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Bye. I want to get out to let's go to Super Chat. Shout out to Jessica. She says, love your show. My boo ear hustle your lives on the DL when I listen. Her name is Christine. Can she get a shout out? Shout out, Christine. Everybody shout out to Christine. Yes, we are getting into some motherfucking things, okay? All right, guys, so listen. Damn, like this hour just flies by, and we even went over. So I may or may not, I don't know. It's still early in the day for me. I got a couple things I need to do, but I might drop some more videos, possibly go live again if, you know, some things come up. But let's get ready for a phenomenal week. I want you guys all to have a fantastic rest of your Sunday. My girl Wendy Williams will be back. I'm so excited to see what she's going to talk about and see what she's going to get into. As far as Chloe and this situation, I'm so done with it. I'm so done talking about it. Hopefully Chloe will just move the hell on. Get over it. And Jordan, good luck to you. Tristan, you're trash. And well, good luck on the next season of the Kardashians. All right, guys. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you guys like, share, but most importantly, hit the subscribe button right now. It's literally right there. You're looking at it. Just hit the button, okay? And you want to be a part of this, because I'm telling you, it really goes down on here. Like, if you listen, somebody let them know in the comments that it really carries on. But, you know, I notice a lot of y'all don't want to subscribe, but y'all watch the lives. Listen, y'all got to stop that, okay? Stop that. All right, y'all. Until next time, I love you. Thank you for watching, and we will see you soon.